Well, we think they've been doing very well. I mean, as you can see, we have a lot of our members out there, and they basically are handing out leaflets and trying to slow down traffic and ask people not to come on campus and not to support the university who are trying to keep this campus operating.
Basically, the union's grievances are against the university, but most students are caught up in this strike because many do support the union workers, but at the same time they are paying for classes, so they do want to cross the picket lines. What's the union's attitude towards students?
Well, you know, our fight's not with the students, but what we are doing is trying to encourage the students not to cross our picket line and not to support the Board of Governors and the president of this institution by helping to continue to keep this university operating. I understand the problems that students are having, and we've got quite a few students today that are out there picketing with us and supporting us. I think they understand that these are low-paid workers that have not been treated fairly by the university, and that the university is using the students to try and punish these low-paid workers. I would ask the students, if they're really concerned, don't come on campus. You know, my understanding is the university policy is that if you choose to honor the picket line, then that's acceptable, and you won't be tested on that material that you would have been had to study. So I'm saying to students, this is an excellent opportunity to show your support for these low-paid workers, and also to show the university that you're not happy with the way they're treating the people who work for them.
But what would you expect students do if they don't come onto campus?
Well, I expect them, I think as long as students come on campus and as long as they assist the university in keeping this institution running, then the longer we are going to have a dispute here. As long as the university feels they can keep the institution running, then we are going to be on the picket line longer. And I think if students want this dispute to end quickly, the best way to do it is to force the university to shut down the institution until they get their and get back to the bargaining table and get this dispute settled. They have told us they've put all the money they have on the bargaining table, and what we've said to them is that that is not enough money to settle this strike. So the ball really is in the university's court, and it's up to them to come back to the bargaining table and bring more money. Until they do that, then we are going to be on strike.
Is CUPE going to make any moves on their part?
Well, we don't have any moves to make. I mean, we've made all the moves we can make. What we've said to the employer is there is not enough money here to settle this dispute. We're looking for comparable settlements that we have as other CUPE settlements in the Lower Mainland and in Port Coquitlam and Surrey. Also, the BCIT settlement, the university has not put that kind of money on the table. They cannot expect these low-paid workers to accept less money than other employers in the community are paying their workers.
Would you be prepared to go on strike for the length of time that BCIT was on strike?
Well, it's hard for me to predict length of time. All I can say to you is that the commitment by our members is very strong, and I feel that our members will stay on strike as long as it takes to get a fair settlement.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. D'Onofrio. What exactly have you crossed the picket today?
I've crossed the picket lines because I'm a sessional lecturer. I will not be paid after the 30th of April, and I can't afford to lose any of my salary, although I do support the strike in every other way.
You think they're unfair stopping the students from coming in from Blanca because it's kind of a long way?
No, I don't think that the road should be blocked. I think that must be illegal.
Okay.
Well, I don't know enough about the issues involved to comment either way, but if it's just wages, I see a lot of new buildings going on and new cars for the campus cowboys, so I find it hard to believe that there's not the money to give the workers.
On the pickets? I don't know. It's a pain getting to class today. I don't really have much of an opinion. It doesn't bother me that much. I hope it ends soon, I guess.
Do you actually support what the union workers are asking for?
I don't know that I support it. I just kind of hope that they'll just give it to them so that it'll be over with.
Well, I support the secretaries and stuff, but I don't support the service people. I think they're getting paid enough as it is.
What do you feel about the stoppages?
Well, I don't think they should be blocking off the roads for the students to get to university. The roads are public, and we should be able to come to our classes if we want, and they shouldn't be blocking us off.
If you cross the picket line.
Well, I have to do the Heimlich maneuver at 3 o'clock today, and people will die if I don't. We're talking about life without joy.